So hello, I'm Joe Healy. This is Bytes by MSDN. Today we're going to talk with Diane O'Brien about Windows, Azure, economics, and the economics of the cloud. So tell me about yourself in 25 words or less.
Right. Well, I'm Senior Director for Business Strategy for Windows Azure. I've been on the team 2 years, so
wow.
I was there sort of at the beginning.
Yes.
And it's really been an amazing experience to figure out the business for Windows Azure and to be there at the launch.
So talk about some of the big problems or concerns or dialogues that you have with people on the cloud and the Azure economics side.
Sure. I think for most people, where they're really used to thinking about their applications on-premise, on the one hand, the cloud seems like utopia almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's all upside. You only pay for what you use when you use it.
Yeah.
On the other hand, when they really get down to basics and have to figure out how they go about figuring out what they're going to need on the cloud or what applications would be best for the cloud, I think that's where it gets a little tough for them. And so I've spent quite a lot of time talking to them about applications that they should focus on. Also thinking a little more broadly, that it doesn't have to be an either or proposition. Mm-hmm. You don't have to choose to deploy on-premise or the cloud. There's plenty of scenarios that really you can make the best of both. And I think that's what's been exciting about being here and being able to tell the Microsoft story, because we can tell that probably better than anyone else in the market today.
I've done a lot of talks on Azure in my turf, and one of the things that seemed to resonate real well was, all right, we obviously advertise the ability to scale up very, very easily, but one thing I don't think we hype enough is the ability to scale back capacity, so you don't have leftover servers sitting in a room or this raised floor that you're not using.
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about the primary benefit of deploying into the cloud, it is exactly that when you think about a traditional on-premise deployment, especially if you do have known peaks and valleys, it means that you have to put a lot of infrastructure in place that could sit idle for a fair amount of time, depending on exactly what your workload patterns are. So in the cloud, you have the ability to scale up when you need it and to scale back down when you don't need it, so that you really can minimize your expenses. Another key benefit is that people don't have to make a big capital investment. And in today's economy, cash flow is king. And
yeah.
So if you have a way to be able to just pay for something on a monthly basis versus having to pay a whole lot up front over
yes.
a 3 or a 5 year basis, that's really a great avenue for people to explore.
Service expenditure versus having to basically beg for server procurement and then space in the IT room and then people to monitor it and all those kinds
absolutely.
Of things.
Absolutely, absolutely. Not to mention just the need, the time to market. Like
yes.
there's time that it takes to actually do all of that planning. And so now you can cut months out of a deployment cycle with Windows Azure.
How often do you experience sticker shock? So some depends on who the audience is I'm talking to. Some
yeah.
people are like, oh, wow, this is awesome pricing.
Yeah.
And some people are like, oh, my God, what about that pricing? So, you know, how often do you experience stuff like that?
So I would say we experience that quite a bit. And it really just depends on the perspective of the customer who's looking at us. I would say that companies who are more enterprise in nature, they kind of understand the
yes.
deployment model. They understand that you're getting a lot of resources allocated to you, and there's a lot of value to that. You're not sharing instances.
Yeah.
You know exactly what you're going to get. And in return for that, there's a price for that. I think in other cases, people are saying, hold it, I don't need as much. So they're actually looking to have Windows Azure probably solve a problem that it's not quite positioned to solve today. I think we'll address that over time. But again, I think it's just a matter of working with the particular perspective of the customer.
Very cool. So we have SLAs in Azure,
mm-hmm.
and it's all like 99.star, some level
right.
of 99 support.
Right.
Explain how those SLAs, people ask me, what's the financial? What are you going to pay us if this goes down? Or what's our guarantees in there? Those kind of things.
That's so, right. So the SLAs today, as you said, it does vary a little bit. There are a couple of the services that come with a 99.95, but the rest of them are at 99.9. The bottom line is, if we miss the SLA, then there is a financial penalty. Depending on the degree to which we miss the SLA, then there is a greater amount of credit that we will provide on the person's bill. The percentage is based on what the customer is actually paying. So we, if they have a bill of $100, we miss it, it's a 10% credit, then they would get a $10 credit on their next bill.
Pretty cool. So if there were a leave behind resource, where would you suggest people go to really learn more about cloud economics? I know we got the TCO ROI calculator out there. Anything else you can think of?
You know, I think just spending some time out on the WindowsAzure.com marketing site. There's a ton of content out there. So you mentioned the TCO calculator. That is a really great resource. But there's a lot of evidence and case studies out there from real world deployments of companies who've had to deal with this transition to the cloud. And I think people can learn a lot from that.
And we've also got some great routes for people to get started at low or no cost to start working in it as well.
So absolutely.
Some pretty exciting things. So
absolutely.
Just some great thoughts from you on the economics of cloud computing. Definitely some of the questions I've been seeing out there in the field. This has been Joe Healy with Diane O'Brien. Appreciate y'all listening, and thanks a lot.